All right, welcome back, everybody. Very excited to talk to our next guest. You guys know we love the fight game around these parts. And Aaliyah Orozco joining us here on the show. She is the new ringside reporter for Overtime on DAZN. Aaliyah, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm so happy to be here today. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have you. How excited are you about this this opportunity with Overtime and DAZN? This got to be a very cool thing for your career.
It is. I'm so excited. This is what I've been working so hard for. So I was so pumped when I found out the news. I just did my last show with them last month, and it was everything and more. And I'm about to go this next week back to Overtime. They have a fight on the 19th. It's going to be a great card. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, I just love the sport. So it's just such an honor to be a part of it. What they're doing is really exciting. They're really targeting the next generation of boxing fans and fighters. So being a part of that is the greatest honor.
Yeah, it's such an interesting time right now because you're seeing, like, you know, PBC going over to Amazon, and you're seeing a lot of shifts in the sport. So what do you think from your perspective of covering the sport right now? Like, what is, like, the things coming along that interest you as far as, like, grabbing the young fans' attention?
Yeah, totally. I think kind of doing something new. I feel like we've seen kind of the same thing for a lot of years. And I think sometimes things work for a while, but then the world changes. We're constantly evolving and changing. And now it is a different generation. So for me, I really like to ask different questions in my interviews. That's what really kind of helped me become successful in this sport and blow up more on TikTok and Instagram was when I entered the sport, I would do kind of different interviews, asking the fighters fun questions, and they would always go viral because you kind of get to see a different side of the fighter that you don't get to see all the time with just the basic questions of like, what are you looking for? Like with this fight, something like that, of kind of keeping it not so much always focused on the fight, but just about their lives and who they are and why they got in the sport. Just all the fun questions that really make up a person and allows us to resonate with them.
So Ali, we have you have a big fight coming up that you're covering on the 19th, but that same weekend, we're getting ready for Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia. Been a very crazy buildup to this fight. Most of it surrounding Ryan Garcia. Are you worried about him at all? Like, what have you made of all of this? The social media posts, the disappearance of social media, the comeback to social media. Ryan Garcia's whole saga in the lead up to this thing. Do you feel like it's just promotion, or is there something to really be worried about here with him?
You know what? I'm really trying to figure that out myself, but I feel like he's done a great job at getting all these people involved. Cause even people in my life who like don't even talk boxing with me are like all engaged in what's going on with Ryan Garcia. So I'm like, he captivated the whole world. So I'm proud of him for that. But I hope more than anything, he's okay, because it was honestly pretty concerning. And I interviewed his mom at the press conference in LA for Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia, you know, and she was telling me to keep him in your prayers and just the different things that he went through this past year. So for me, he is a real person and he is going through some hard times in his life right now. So I don't think it's fake. And I think I have been praying for him and his family, but he looks way better now. I feel like he's ready for this fight. He definitely had that turnaround. I wasn't sure how that was going to go once he left social media and if the fight was going to go on, but I've been seeing his training videos. He seems ready for the fight. Everyone's been promoting it. So it looks good now, but I'm praying he's okay. What did you think about it?
I didn't know. Like, I thought some of it was legit. And then I'm like, getting to the point where, like, well, this guy blew up as a social. He's such a fascinating fighter to me because he's not only talented, but his fame blew up so fast in a unique way. Like, who wasn't captivated by watching him, you know, hit the Cobra bag a gazillion times and then body shot challenge. And like, he's the one who kind of made all that stuff mainstream. It's like, kind of the new age Mayweather thing, where like Mayweather, we all got into his 24/7. He's doing it, but it's like, it's right here. It's all on your phone. So I didn't know, because he would be very good at making a conspiracy around his fights. But I don't want to think that, because obviously it's concerning. But so I don't know. I'm kind of where you're at. Like, I hope he's okay, but there's part of me that's like, oh, maybe this is all just for promotion because it'll make him and Devin a lot of money.
No, yeah, everyone is talking about the fight now, so that part of it's great. But yeah, I don't know. So let's see how the fight goes and all that, because I'm curious too. I think the whole world is kind of.
Absolutely. What have you made recently? Canelo Alvarez is, going to be fighting Jaime Munguia coming up in May. I'm sure you'll be you know, boots on the ground with all that stuff. But the criticisms he's faced of not facing David Benavidez, this is another one I'm a little bit torn on, because I feel like Canelo's done everything in the sport, but I'm a greedy fan and I want to see the fights that I want to see. So what have you made of him choosing Jaime Munguia and very much seeming like he's avoiding the whole David Benavidez saga?
Totally. I mean, I would love to see that fight too, but like you said, I just feel like Canelo worked so hard in the sport. Like, I feel like he deserves to sit on the throne now and kind of be able to be like, you know what? I don't think this fight will be the best for my career. And I kind of saw his breakdown of, they were saying like, if he did do that, like there would probably be a rehydration clause, but then at the end of it, he would probably be, if he lost, be talking crap, be talking bad about it and say, blame it on the rehydration clause. So Canelo was saying it's kind of just not worth it for him, of like, no matter what, it's kind of going to be a lose-lose for him. So I feel like he kind of deserved the spot he's in now, but I mean, I hope that fight gets made eventually, because that would be an epic one. But I also think Jaime Munguia is going to be a great opponent. Like, I definitely don't think this is one to write off, because he is definitely up and coming. He has a very strong ring IQ. And just like, I feel like when Canelo got in the ring with Floyd and Floyd giving him that chance, it's kind of Canelo giving the next generation his chance. And I mean, he's the younger guy, so let's see. I don't think Canelo's ready to give up his title, and I don't think it's going to be an easy fight at all. So, and it's on Cinco de Mayo weekend, like two Mexicans. It hasn't been for like a few years that Canelo has fought another Mexican. So I'm excited for this fight.
Yeah, I am too. I think that Jaime is a really fun fighter, so I think it's impossible for it to be a boring fight. It's like you say, though, it's just my greed as a fan. It's like I want, because we were in Vegas for Crawford and Spence, and when Crawford started talking about fighting Canelo, and I'm just like, well, if he's actually got the guts to step up three weight classes to do it, I would be like beside myself. That'd be one of the coolest things ever. But Canelo was like, I'm not going to win anything out of that either, because everyone's going to say I'm going to pick out a small guy. So my only quibble with Canelo right now is like, what is going to make you happy? Like, because you were the guy who would go up and take big swings. So like, what's the sweet spot for him anymore? Maybe there's not, because you get to a certain point in the sport where you're making a ton of money. You just probably want to get out of it healthy and, you know, making as much dough as possible. I don't know what the right answer is.
I know, either do I. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, just kind of with the point he's at in his career. But also, I feel like there's not really anybody else in his division that could probably be like as big as of a fight as David Benavidez. So that's why I'm curious to kind of see what his next fight's going to be, because he kind of already fought all the biggest names. He's already done everything he could. So I'm really curious to see his next fights.
What is your intrigue with the Usyk and Tyson Fury fight coming on up? I'm very curious to see like what Tyson Fury looks like in this one. What about you in this heavyweight title matchup?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go to Saudi Arabia for this one. So I'm pumped for this fight. I'm going to watch it up close. I've never got to meet Tyson or Usyk, so I'm hoping to meet them. But yeah, I don't know. I just saw Tyson, one of his interviews after, and he was saying he's not really nervous about the Usyk fight because he is a smaller guy. So I don't really know either, because I think that's why I love boxing so much. It's so unpredictable. Like at any point, the underdog can win. At any point, they could have an off day or their mindset's a little bit different and something can go wrong. So I'm curious about this one, but Tyson's a great fighter. So I just can't wait to watch him up close.
Aaliyah Roscoe, thanks so much for giving us some time. We're very much looking forward to seeing your coverage. Where can people follow you? If they're into your coverage coming up for the fight coming up next week on the 19th. And just along the way, you're going to be boots on the ground for Saudi Arabia for the Fury fights and all the big events coming on up. Where can people follow your work?
Thank you so much. I loved being on the show. I love Miami. So this was a really big moment for me. But you guys can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Aaliyah Orozco, which is AaliyahOrozco. You'll see all my interviews on there, and there will be some pretty fun ones. So stay tuned for those.
We appreciate the time, Aaliyah. Thanks so much.